We are doing the Ramban Drashat Torat Hashem Tmima, page Kuf Ayin in the Mosad Rav Kook edition. And the Ramban has been illustrating the different ways in which the Torah enlightens us. And the last point the Ramban had concluded with was that the Torah tells us about Mashiach and the end of time more than all the prophets put together. So now the Ramban continues. We're at the top line, page Kuf Ayin, at the end of the line.
B'kevan she'ishlima Torah inyan
ha'yitzira.
Down, is it in?
No, top line, top of the page. So the Ramban had explained, now the Torah teaches us about creation and why that is so important. Why do we need to know about how the world was created and the different days of creation? And we saw many fascinating concepts in the Ramban about how there was a first matter that was so minuscule, and from that all other matter evolved, and the order of creation, and why man wasn't given a day for his own creation, man's potential to be worse than animals. And now the Ramban says, we finished discussing the first 7 days of creation. Now that the Torah has concluded telling us about how God created the world, and as the Rambam taught us, in teaching us about creation, the Torah really taught us about the past and about the future, because included in the story of creation, God tells us the formula for knowing how long the world will be, how long the world will be extant. Then the Torah goes on to tell us about the families. Lomar, to tell us, Ploni olidet Ploni. So-and-so gave birth to so-and-so. And we have a genealogy. The Torah tells us the order of who gave birth to whom. So what is the importance of that? The Ramban has already mentioned it in passing, that the Torah is telling us the genealogy. One of the things the Torah is telling us is that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the scene, everyone knew about creation. Just like Adam HaRishon saw that he was the only one on the planet, and he told everyone, you're my son, you're my grandson, you're my great-great-grandson. Adam HaRishon, for the 970 years he was around, it was abundantly clear that God had created the world, because everyone knew who they came from, and they all knew they came from Adam HaRishon. And Noah saw Adam HaRishon, and Noah also saw the whole planet destroyed, and saw that everyone started from him, so that was like a new form of creation. And from Noah till Moshe Rabbeinu was a short connection, as the Ramban had described it. It was only two people between Noah. You have Shem, who also saw the world at creation, who saw Avram. And Avram saw Levi, and Levi saw Moshe. So the Ramban said that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the scene, the whole world knew God created the world. That wasn't Moshe's chidush. That wasn't what Moshe was contending with. There were other issues that the Ramban mentioned in passing. Now the Ramban is going back to this point. Why does the Torah have to tell us the genealogy? Why does the Torah tell us this one gave birth to this one? So even though the Ramban basically answered this question already, now that was in passing. Now he's focusing on that question. And we discussed that this issue is really, what the Ramban is saying is one understanding in a Gemara. The Gemara really says that with 10 people you could fold up the whole world, because Elio is 9 generations from Adam HaRishon. There are 9 connectors from Elio back to Adam HaRishon. And Elio, he's around till the end of time. So with 10 people, you cover up all the world. That's an equation the Gemara does. But you do see that from Elio to Adam HaRishon, there were 9 people who connected you. And this is an important equation. When you sit with your children, Mizrach Hashem, the Seder is coming up. It's very important to show them. I saw Rabbi Wein's father when I was in yeshiva in Shaarei Torah. So there was an old man who learned there, Rabbi Zev Wein, and he was a big Talmud Chacham in Europe already. He was a rabbi. He saw the Chafetz Chaim. So I saw a rabbi who lived in the beginning of the 20th century, who saw rabbis who lived in the middle of the 19th century. So that Rabbi Wein, who I saw, Rabbi Zev Wein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he's a connecting point between me, who Bezrat Hashem will still see my children into the 22nd century, and he saw people in the 18th century, right? Who were in the 19th century, the 1800s. So that one connector between me and him, we've covered 250 to 300 years, right? If you think of things that way, from now back to Yetzias Mitzrayim is only about 8 to 10 people. It's not that many people. So you just connect the people. How many people? I mean, and that's the idea that Chazal stressed, that when at the Seder, if you could be by grandparents, be there. I mean, when my wife's grandparents were here for Pesach, there was once a family simcha, they were here for Pesach, so they made a second Seder. So even though for me, I have no point in making a second Seder, I live here in Israel, but I sat the second Seder. So some of the people who came by asked, what are you sitting here for? It's not your Seder. I said, yeah, but if I have the merit to sit by grandparents, by the generation who's they're two generations ago, and they're sitting and telling me what their grandparents told them, that strengthens my tradition that I could give to my children. So it's not that they're going to tell me some Dvar Torah. I wasn't expecting to hear Dvar Torah that, wow, for this it's worth sitting for 4 hours now and being a part of the Seder. No, it's a part, that's the idea of the Seder. So I want my children to be there, my children to see the importance that my children will have one more Seder that they sit with their great-grandparents, that they'll be at the Seder. So the genealogy, the way the Ramban is telling us, how we connect the generations, that's very important. But we have to recognize that it is in direct difference with the Kuzari. The Kuzari stresses that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to the scene, one of the miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do was tell the Jewish people the genealogy. This one came from this one and the history of each nation. This was one of the muftim, the fascinating things that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to tell them. According to the Ramban, it's not so clear that that was such a feat. We have Shoko up here, guys. Good morning. We have Shoko and Kate. Want to pass it back? So you could say that, but still, going with the Ramban, that all of history was pretty much known, doesn't sound like it was such a big feat for Moshe to tell people, this is the history, this is the genealogy. It doesn't sound that way.
They cried out to God, and they knew who God was.
Oh, very good. So let's see. V'katav Rav Zal v'amorei Nevuchim. So the Rambam wrote in the Mor Nevuchim, the Guide to the Perplexed, Ki rabim nichshalim bezichon mishpachot bnei noach umkomotam. Many err as to the mentioning of the children, the families of the children of Noach and where they lived, the zichon bnei seir achori, the fact that the Torah tells us about Esav's children, the children of Seir, the Chori, the Kaitzebem, the different places like this where the Torah tells us seemingly a list of genealogy. K'mosham hu, like the Talmud tells us, already in the time of the first temple, there was a wicked king, the son of Chizkiyahu, the same Chizkiyahu we learned this morning in the book of Hosea. He was the last king that Hosea prophesied to. His son, he had a wicked son named Menashe, and that son, he derided the Torah, he made fun of the Torah. He said, why does the Torah have to tell me that there was a guy by the name of Lotan, his sister was Timna? He made fun of this part of the Torah. So he didn't understand what was the point of it. Aval barur ha'inyan, but it's clear ki inyan ha'mishpachot u'moshvotam nesibat pizuram b'kitzvei ha'olam, that the reason why it has to be mentioned with the families where they lived, how they scattered around the earth, la'met inyan ha'chidush. This is to validate the fact that the world was a new creation. Ki ulai yikshel ha'shomea hayot ha'chidush karov, because if someone hears this concept that So few years since the world was created, that's going to be difficult for him, possibly. You look at the world, so many different people scattered throughout the world, in different languages. So a person might say, the world's been around a million years, 5 million years, a billion years. People will say all kinds of things. So to remove this doubt, that's why the Torah tells us no. The exact genealogy and the names, v'tam apizur and how they got scattered, v'tam shinu el shonot and how they got different languages, v'orech hayehem nireh la'meta davar, and their longevity is seen also to validate this, to tell us this is true. Ki shlosha dorot bilvad ayu mimenu adam abul. This is so important because from Shem to Adam Arishon were 3 generations. And they all had this tradition from their forefathers, like I've explained. So Moshe couldn't come to the scene and make up the concept that the Torah says, well, the world just started 20 generations ago, right? Adam to Noach is 10, and Noach to Avram is 10, and then Avram to Moshe is 4 or 5. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the scene, he says 25 generations ago this world was created. New concept. If Moshe was inventing this concept, they would have told him, you're nuts. Put him in our home. The only reason they accepted it was because it wasn't so far off. Everyone knew it. And this was what the Ramban had explained earlier. We're a little bit out of time, so we'll have to pick up over here next week, Bezat Shem.